that's right. Playlist went funky on me. I think I punched the wrong button, but the music was there. That's all that matters. I can fix. I can do the office clerical work. It's 5 o'clock. This is KJLT Bozeman. You know that. KJLT East Helena, serving the Helena Valley. You know that. KJLT is supported by Bozeman Sustainabuild, a certified passive house builder specializing in energy retrofits using sustainable materials to increase comfort, efficiency, and beauty in older homes. Phone 406-209-3209 on the web at BozemanSustainabuild.com. The Windy Ways Rock Shop, celebrating the beauty of the Mineral Kingdom with Montana Agate Jewelry, rocks and fossils from around the world. Also, Himalayan Singing Bowls, open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at 5237 U.S. Highway 89, Livingston. Updates and information on Facebook. And thirdly, Montana Reclaimed Lumber North, antique lumber for the public, offering accent walls, wholesale bundles, hardwood slabs, mantels, and more. Showroom and lumber. The lumber yard is located south of Four Corners. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 p.m. and online at mtreclaim.com. Okay, now I can pivot to hour number 3 of today's show. Just about enough for me. You know, I think, man, I wish I was on every week. But then I get busy starting tomorrow, and I'll be busy for the next 10 days or 11 days, and then I'll be back. There's always something to do around the house and stuff. Oh, am I ready? Am I ready? Am I ready? Yeah. This is sort of a convoluted set. I'm a big fan of Jack Bruce. He was in Cream and then did a ton of solo albums after that, and mostly in obscurity. He did okay for himself. He wrote some hits. Prior to Cream, he did some interesting things, including he's a short-term member of the Man for Man band, and he was in a band called the Grand Bond Organization with a guy named Grand Bond, who was quite the legendary figure in music circles in England. He's a jazz guy, sort of. He played organ and sax, and had done some stuff before he formed something like a rock band. The Grand Bond Organization was a precursor to what I think people call prog now. That is virtuoso players playing some tidy stuff. And they leaned to jazz and blues and did a couple records with Ginger Baker Jack and a guy named Dick Hexall Smith, horn player. And the records are pretty good. I'm going to play something off one in a bit. But I think they're a band you had to see live. I think that's where their impact was. Visually and musically. I think they probably played really loud too. And there are 4 mad guys in the band. I had the pleasure of meeting the horn player Dick Hexall Smith a couple times. Quite the eccentric British blues guy. He played with John Mayall and stuff. Really nice guy though. And I heard bits and stories about Grand Bond, and he was quite the self-destructive character. This is a recording of Jack Bruce Band from the BBC, 1970, I think. I don't see a date on it. Around then. And it's got Grand Bond playing keyboards on it and sax. So we'll get to the finish line through a roundabout way. So bear with me. We'll be right back.
from the fear. Cars with roads underneath. Winter's much too soon.
It's the Marquees from their album called Last Night. You heard Sack of Woe, Cannonball Adderley tune, done a nice style too, the Memphis Horns. Started with Jack Bruce from In Concert. You heard him doing Smiles and Grins. Graham Bond from his one of his two albums. You heard one of the seven versions of Waited in the Water on the box set called Waited in the Water. And then Harvey Mandel, his famous version of Wade in the Water from Cristo Redentor album. Sort of a great hippie favorite from the late 60s. And I was looking at the liner notes to see who was on it. And it was, most of it was recorded in Nashville. But some of it was done in L.A. And I see Graham Bond, who I played earlier, plays on the album, though not on that song, Wade in the Water. They're on the same label, so I think it makes sense. And then finishing up there with a Sack of Woe. 5:23 here on this, looks like sunny Friday afternoon. Quick stop, and then I want to shake a leg and get home the way I want to.
The Bozeman Film Society's virtual cinema series continues with American Traitor, The Trial of Axis Sally, May 28th to June 17th. Based on a true story, American Traitor follows the life of an American woman dubbed Axis Sally by the American GIs, who simultaneously loved and hated her for broadcasting Nazi propaganda to Allied troops during World War II. Tickets are available at BozemanFilmSociety.org. Keep your social distance and
keep them flickering.
This 5 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by KUSM, Montana's public television channel 9. Tonight on Montana PBS, look for, starting at 7 o'clock, Washington Week, 7:30, Firing Line, 8 o'clock, Les Miserables, 25th anniversary concert. That looks like it probably goes through the evening. So there you go. I was just looking ahead to see if there's any music you should know about. From the new pile, and this is, again, a little self-indulgent, but that's what the show's about. There's a great German band called Can. I played them on my show. They've been sampled by a lot of people, and they're a groove band, and improvised. And somebody, a very smart young fan, taped a bunch of shows, and became friends with the band, and they finally sorted them out, and hopefully this is the first of a series of live recordings of Can from the early and mid-70s. This one's called Live in Stuttgart 1975, and it's five long pieces, and I'm going to hit you with one of them. So this is like a, you know, one of your Grateful Dead bootleg sort of things, Dick's Picks or something. It's a guy with a pretty good gear. Same tape deck I used for bootlegging, but he used a much nicer mics, and you just got to get into it. And then we're going to follow up with a brand new Tim Buckley release that was recorded by Owsley, the Bear, who recorded tons of things. So it's, again, it's a little bit less than hi-fi, but more than listenable and totally enjoyable. And I think these two fit together really well. Thank you. Tim Buckley. I gotta run. I painted myself in a corner. Got a couple more songs to play. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Uncle Duke will be here in 20 minutes.